I was going to do something on Friday. When something happened and I decided to change my mind. I wanted so that it won't look as if I am just speaking what is not tenable. I wanted to hear some of you, the experiences you have had in those churches. Where you went and you were duped in the name of the Lord. On Tuesday, who handled that case? Joseph? Is a sister here? The sister here today? She has gone back to Abuja. Eh? Come and tell us what she said happened. Expose them.
She came to meet us in the office. So I was with them, Prophet Jayola. So she came to meet us and she was very sad. And this woman has been looking for fruit of the womb for like 10 years. Now she went to a church. Somebody directed her to a church. Meanwhile, she had come here before for a wedding. But she never knew what was happening here. She felt all the churches are the same. So somebody now directed that. That was last week on Monday. She went to a church. I don't know if I can call the name of the church.
At Ojodu?
At Ojodubega, Liberation City, precisely. Now, when she was to see the man of God, according to her, they told her, because in that church, they normally hang their problem. Whatever brings you, you hang it, just like other churches, you hang your, whatever it is, the case you have. So there was a prayer line.
You go right, waiting to worry you.
Yes.
I never marry. I am 45 years.
Exactly.
Like this.
So now, she hung her own on the chest, and they passed through that line. To pass that line alone is 6,000 naira.
Before they can program you to be on that
be
line,
on the line,
for the man of God to come and pray, to enter that line.
It's about 6,000 naira. She
You deposit 6,000.
She paid the money. And not only that, when they finished, they pray for you, his ministers will pray for you. You can't
not be him yet. Oh, that line, not be him yet. Oh, now for his ministers,
yes,
to pray for you on that line.
So now, when they touch you, they just touch you and then that's the end. So they now told them, because she was there, that if you want to see the man of God now, you have to pay 50,000 naira. Now that 50,000 naira, they say, is for their TV. To sponsor their TV. And if you don't pay, you don't see him. So she went to pay the money. Now when she paid the money,
she paid 50,000 naira to see man of God.
50,000.
When they come see me, now we go come give them money to go. Some of you, when they come.
So, when she paid the money, apparently she had the money in her bag. So, one way or the other, I don't know how they do it. But the truth is, she paid the money and she went to see him. She didn't stay up to 5 minutes with him. Immediately she enters, he said her problem. He now told her, now, this is the real one now. He now told her that they used something, because she was looking for the fruit of the womb for 10 years. So he now told her that they used 417 cowries to tie her womb. And that if he would break it, she has to bring 417,000 naira.
Anointing for sale. Somebody shout, anointing for sale.
So when she had that, she didn't have it. She was even pleading for him. He now told her that he has so many people to see that if she's not ready, she can go. So now, she now called her in-law. Paraventure, last year, she came for a program here. He now told her that, don't you know my church you came to? Bride Assembly. That you've been in Lagos and you didn't tell me. So he now directed her here. And when she came, to her surprise, nobody told her to even queue online. She saw the pastor very easy. She was even crying in our office here. That she didn't know if she had known. And of course, God met with her here. And that is how she went back. And I'm sure in the next 3 months, she will testify.
Glory. Amen. Anointing for sale. That prophet is a popular prophet. Crowd will go there. Any other person has such experience in any place? Are you afraid? Who? Let me hear your own. Yes? Let me hear your own. Come, let me hear you. Yes? Give me microphone now.
Praise yes. the Lord. Uh-huh. My experience was also in that particular church. My elder brother was terribly sick. He had a spiritual attack. So I wanted to cut the story short. We came over there. They said we should book a hotel. There are categories of hotel for 4,000, some for 10,000. So we stayed in the one they call hostel, which is about...
Are they the owners of the place?
Sir?
Is the church the owner of the hotel?
Yes.
Okay.
We stayed the one for 4,000. So eventually, we paid that 5,000 before you can see the pastor. But it was after the service, they allowed only about 10 minutes, the pastor will come and touch you, touch your forehead.
After collecting 5,000?
After collecting 5,000. So my brother was dying, lying down there on the floor. Nobody, no attention was given to him. So on Monday, there was nothing else we could do. Eventually, my brother died in that process.
And 5,000 gone?
5,000 gone. The hotel money we paid, gone, just like that.
Somebody shout anointing for sale. Yes, who else? I want to hear. Some of you went, you are ashamed. Come and tell me. Come forward. Let the whole world know who they are, so that they will know what I'm saying is true. It's time to stop this nonsense in Christianity.
In fact, I want to thank God who delivered me from the hand of that chief priest in that Sabbath. Pastor, my friend and the husband took me to their church when I was, in fact, confused. I was asking
your experience
questions.
There, so that we can.
I was asking questions for a particular thing that happened, first of which you know, that time. I was just walking confused before I was directed to Bride Assembly. When I went to that chief priest, I call him chief priest because everything he told me is not different from how the native doctors operate. So when I came, the man said that I came from water. He came from water, not me. That even if he lies, the person should go anywhere and accept a particular ritual is done in the river. He told me that it must be done in a river, you know, in a water that, in a place that, you know, that they will bath in. And the first morning he charged me was 10,000 naira.
He said you should bring 10,000.
Yes.
For him to walk.
I paid because I was desperate.
Yes,
then.
No.
You know, it was when he got to the Salaka, you know, he said, I don't know how to explain that one in English anyway. Salaka, some of you that knows what it means, you know, that I must do Salaka. They brought list of what to be, you know, to be used for the Salaka, and the list was coming up to 60 something thousand naira. So I was asking my friend, this thing, is it part of the bathing in the river? The man said no, it's after the Salaka, then they will now give me list of what to buy for me to be, you know, free.
Somebody shout anointing for sale.
I want to thank God for delivering me.
So they did Salaka for our sister. God bless you. what was your experience when you got there?
Praise the Lord. My own experience happened in village. I just came back from village last week. So I went to a church. Somebody take me to the church. And the name of the pastor is Commander.
The name of the pastor is who?
Commander. Before you see the pastor, that's how they do it. If you need the one of Express, you pay 5,000 naira. Then if you need the one of maybe families, you pay 20,000 naira.
Uh-huh.
Then if you don't have money, maybe you want to see him, you pay 1,000 naira. Then when I went there, I see the pastor. Before the man of God before the pastor will be giving you message, he have a list of long notes. As he was giving you the message, he'll be writing something. Then in that list, he will write all the equipment he will use for you as and maybe work on you. Then in that list, he writes many things, candles, oils, adoration candles, many, many things.
Back to sender perfume.
So he told me that in my own case, a woman tied me in my family that I will never marry, that I will cry for marriage all the days of my life. And then he told me I have a stomach problem. Truly, I have stomach problem. He said that what is in my tummy is a stone. That for him to work for me, both to remove that stone and to do a special work on me, that I will pay him a something thousand naira.
Sure. Somebody shout anointing for sale.
Then after the 80 something thousand, you pay another money for the workers, those that will pray for you. You buy a carton of biscuits, 10 ever waters, many things there. It's up to 40,000 naira.
Sure.
Then for me now, although I went that village, I'm not with money, but because...
So how much you give them?
I didn't give.
Thank God.
What happened is...
You don't do. That's all we want to hear. You say you give her for calling my own now. Yeah, no, no. God bless you. What of you?
Church, praise the Lord. I was worshiping in Redeem Christian Church before I get married. So there was a time I was very sick, seriously sick. So I was admitted at military hospital Ikoyi. So along the line, my family tried to get the number of Pastor Adeboye for me, for him to pray for me. So they, according to them, they said they get the man. They said that I should call in the evening time. So later I called back in the evening time. It was one of the pastors that picked the number. He said PA to the pastor. So he asked me. I explained my problem to him. He said, okay, say Daddy Adeboye is with some ministers that he never had time, that I should call back later, that he helped me, that I should speak with me with the pastor. I said, okay. Later I call back again. He said that man is no chance, that now that he will help me to give me some anointing water that they bring from Jerusalem. I said, okay. He said, but they used to sell it. I said, how much? He said, 100,000. I said, you don't get...
Somebody shout anointing for sale.
I said, I don't get 100,000. And me, I was very anxious. You know, when you are sick, you must make everything to be okay. He said, how much I get? I said, 60,000 naira. You say, okay. He starts speaking in tongues. He said, Rashima Bandam, he said that I should bring the money. He said, where am I staying? I said, I stay in Koyi. He said, can I come now? I said, but I'm at work. He said, I should try. If I don't come now, say tomorrow they will be traveling. He said, the water is anointed. This, that. My wife is here. She can bear me witness. I told my wife. My wife said, no, this one now. Who are you? I said, why are you talking like this? He said, you don't want me to behave. So we struggled the money. And the money was the money that we used to do contribution. I collect the money. I run. I go to Redeem Christian Camp. Go inside the auditorium church. The pastor name is Pastor Joshua. So I went to him. He waited me on the road. So he was calling and I was calling. We are communicating. Immediately I saw him. He now dragged me to inside the church. So I so much believe that this man is a man of God. We went inside the church auditorium. See the altar. See where he told me to kneel down. I kneel down. He just speak in tongue like 1 minute. He bring the water. 2 types of water he gave me. It was like Fanta. One was gave me the water that I should drink. Okay, I take the water home. I started drinking, but nothing was happening. I called him again. I said, this thing is not working. It's okay that he's going to give me honey. Say that honey is 50,000 naira, that the honey has been in the altar for many years, that they have been praying for the my God. So I told him I don't have the money. Later he still collected 15,000 naira for me from that honey. But when I wedded, I received the CD of this church, the place CD. The day I was paying it, I fall under anointing. That was how, 2 weeks after I left it, I waited. That was how I left the church and come back here. And since then, to God glory, nobody has collected one naira from me.
Clap
God has been doing it for me. Since then, anytime I used to put that man in prayer for him deceiving me in the church of God, because I tried to go and report him to Adeboye. All the whole pastor I met, they were just trembling me because I wanted to report him.
God bless you. God bless
Thank you.
Somebody shout anointing for sale. Let me hear you, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, go straight to the point.
Yeah, praise the Lord. In confirmation of what the prophet Joseph just said now, I personally had a physical encounter with the pastor at Ojoju back then when he was still starting. And being a Christian then, I've never known all this payment of, you know, pray before you pray. And it was my friend who happened to take me to that ministry then. Then to behold my surprise, what I heard was that we need to pay money for a card. That without paying money, if we don't pay money for that card, he will not pray because it's like every Tuesday. So I didn't pay for the money. I don't know how much my friend paid, whether he paid heavily or what, I don't know. Just to pray for you and see vision for you. So he paid, my friend paid for me. Up to today, I don't know what he prayed. Then I went to see him. He now saw me, and I don't know, he closed his eyes, blah, 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 blah. He saw whatever he want to see. That problem is from the village and all sorts. And mentioned a lot of things I need to do that has to do with financial, you know, capacity for me to make sure I bring for them to perform the other things. So it's just to, you know, it's just to confirm actually it is true, because I personally, I encountered it when I was in that, when my friend took me to that church. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, brother.
Church, praise the Lord.
Uh-huh.
My own is that on 2013, we're having a family problem. And that problem is leading me many ways, many places, where I'm looking for a solution. But 2013, the thing you call hit my finance, I don't have anything to do again. So I meet one of my colleagues at Think, and I say, bro, see, I'm messed up. From Sele, I did trek from getting to 3 months now to Tinkan. And I've never even get 1 naira for one day.
So what happened? Where did you go?
Now my friend can say that he has a pastor he will direct me to. That if I go there, all my problem is over. I say, okay. He give me the number of the pastor. He said I should call the pastor that night. The pastor will, he will pick the call. So after I call the prophet, the prophet now asked me some questions. I answer him. He said he wants to see me on Wednesday service. I said, okay, on Wednesday service, I went there. The man now, time of prophecy, the man now repeat all those things. I told him, as a prophecy, I say, what is this? So he called me again, say that if I want to see the pastor 101, that I should wait and collect a card. So I wait. So when I wait there, this thing I'm telling you happens at Yanera, City of Signs and Wonders, at Yanera.
Signs and Wonders.
City of Signs and Wonders assembled. So, as I wait, they give me that card. They say that I should come back on Thursday, early in the morning. That if I'm coming, I will bring a consultation fee, 5,000.
Consultation fee.
So, you know, the problem is serious for me. So, I have no option. I go and borrow 5,000 naira. I went there early in the morning and paid the 5,000. So, when I paid the 5,000 finish, the man, my own time read, they took me to the man. When I see the man not even spend 2 minutes. He said that there is something they did in my family. They used one bush animal to do it. Now to remove it, it will cost me 200,000. But that he's going to give me an oil that I will first of all take that oil to village. I said, okay, it's after 1 or 2 weeks I should come. You now arrange how to go and remove the thing out of the villa. It's okay. So when I meet the second pastor, they say the oil is 10,000. So that time I don't know this place, and you know, when they tell me that is the solution grant, I believe. I still go back again and go and borrow 10,000. So what I'm telling you, see the concession fee they give, I still snap them. Since 2013, it's still there for my phone. It's still there, yeah. So I carry 10,000, go give them. They give me anointing oil. I took the anointing oil to my village. And it's after 2 weeks.
Thank you, sir.
It's after 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, nothing happened. So they are still calling me to come. Let them go and remove the...
Tell me that. Counseling card. How much?
You will also see the date. On 16th of August, 2013. Praise God.
Somebody will not get money, they come make them again. From frying pan to fire.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Last 2 years, when I have so many problems surrounding me, I was going to, you know, my business, my everything surrounding me was messed up. I went to one church. Pastor said we should measure the name of the church. I went to one church nearby called Divine Majesty. So when I got there, I met one pastor. So I told the pastor that the man I want to see pastor. He now asked me for what? I said, please, for prayers. He now said I should come back for prayers in the next day, being Monday. So I went to that I will see the man of God. When I got there, they asked me that I have to do 3 days fast, dry fasting. That I will register with 3,000 naira. I don't have any option because I need my problem to be solved. Praise the Lord. I registered 3,000 naira. I started, they gave me a card. First time, they wrote it first time. I started dry fasting. No food, only water. So, after the 3 days fasting, me, I don't know how to fast. After the 3 days fasting, this rope, it was fatter than me. So, before the fasting, they said we have to see the seers. That seers mean the prophetess. And they are only females. They have offices. So when I got to meet one of the seers, they told me, blah, 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 blah. After that, they said after the 3 day fasting, then I have to come and see them again. If they see something, I must continue the fasting. I said, okay. I paid. I started the fasting. After 3 days, I dried. So later, before the summarizing of the prayers, I went to see the seers again. They said the problem is still there, that I must continue. I say, God, this one I die you. Me, that just be like this rope. I want to. I should continue the fasting again. I say no. I went to him. I called my wife. I say, see. One of my auntie came and saw me. Say, Emmanuel, what's happened to you? Why you dry up? Where did you go? I told my auntie I went to one church to do fasting and prayer. They said I should come back again for another prayer. The sister said, now my auntie said, I shouldn't go there again. Praise the Lord. Up to today, I did not go there again. And my problem has been reduced. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Okay, the last person for today. If I die for nothing.
Praise the Lord, church.
Go on, brother.
My own is about 3 years ago. My village youth chairman died for village. So we bring the water that our people have been dying so many times. So we should go and bring pastor before bury the boy. So one of my people go to Uganda, there's church there. When they meet the pastor said we should bring 1 million naira.
1 million?
So when they come back, I'm living at Ilaje near Kostin. When they bring the mother come, I told them, say, 1 million before we carry the person to our village, they say yes. I'm going to tell them, say, me, I'm not going to follow. That 1 million naira, everybody in our village should pay 10,000 naira. In that, to avoid problem, because they will suspect, say, maybe my father is involved or people are doing that in our village. I say, no problem, may we continue the procedure. We send them back, they go and conclude the price, 700,000. Inside the 700,000, we should pay their transport. This person I'm talking now is also from Ebo State. He's a man. Now I'm the prophet. The conclusion is that we later spent that matter, 1.1 million naira. What vexed me past is that when we are there, all of us travel village. We are about 300 in number, but all of us travel 3,000 to village. Go and come back, 6,000. When we are in the school praying, because we are supposed after that prayer, he told us here that when we reach village, he will tell us the person who killed that man. We said, no problem, we are going to hear this one. When we reach there, this man come. The first thing he do, instead of him to open his Bible, read, he starts to think, hey, Nima, hey, he's open, hey, Nima. Church, praise the Lord. When he sing this in Finnish, I will tell my neighbor that this man is not a man of God. He's supposed to read Bible before say this. He begin to command anybody who say they do juju, may bring her out. That day go. 3 days program be this. The last day say the person will do that after 3 days he go die.
He can't come back to Lagos.
Instead of the old man to die, now young man see they die. So that man from
1.1 million naira.
It's more than 1.1 because we travel about 300 people, 6,000 naira. Praise the Lord, church.
This nonsense must stop. We will expose them. Scream Proverbs chapter 21, verse 16. All of us, we shall read it together. Everybody, are you there? Shall we go? The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. And the church, we say, amen. They are everywhere. Even here in this church, they are there. Can we rise? Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Say it, everybody.
Placing my hand, thou wonderful King, thou shalt on clouds and set me free. Oh, silently now, I wait for thee.
Ready, my God,
thou will to see.
Open my eyes,
open my eyes. Illumine
me,
Spirit divine.
That is the purpose of the end time message. Our evangelical field is not beer parlor. The evangelical field of the end time message is to go to the denomination and bring out the bride of Christ. Bring them out of error. While some are getting angry, some are finding liberation. Praise God. I want you to know where you are so that you understand what we are talking about. Anointing for sale. Praise the Lord. In this church, it's an unpardonable sin. It's an unpardonable sin. We catch you. I told you, I said 13 of them have left this church. So that you know why they left. Why they see some gifted brothers or gifted sisters. Smarter, you know, they see them again. They commit, that's why. We catch you. Not be here. Catch you. Where you can't escape with evidence. And please cooperate with us. Anybody that say bring money to do anything, you let us know. To go to your village for prayers, you let us know. Bring money to buy anointing, bring money to send people to the mountain, you let us know. Anybody that tells you bring money for anything, freely we receive and freely we give. Praise the Lord. And I'm praying that that false prophet, you will repent. Because serious, the pit of fire, lake of fire is waiting for you. You want to acquire and acquire and acquire. The Bible says, what shall it profit a man? You get the whole world and lose your soul. You are playing on dangerous terrain. You are duping the children of God using the name of their God. How do you know you are playing with fire? Repent, oh! Prophet, repent, oh! God bless you.